Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, West Coast. I'm Eric Tercio here on Talk with Tercio this morning. We have a great show today. Patricia Davis joins me back on the air this morning. We will be talking about various different things in regards to dreams and connecting to the other side. Many times we get messages around us, and oftentimes we try to contact loved ones who have passed away, or perhaps someone who you love very much has passed away a little bit ago, and you've been trying to get in touch with that person or at least get the sense that they are around us. How do we connect with them? And joining me live this morning on the air, I talk with Tercio. She's from the East Coast, and we love and know her, Patricia Davis. Good morning.
Good morning, Eric.
Good afternoon.
Good morning. Good morning, West Coast. Hi, Eric. How are you? Thank you for having me back on Blog Talk.
Always, always, always. We love having you on, and you always have so much to share, which is why I am so eager to have you get a jump start on today's show. You most definitely don't need any more introductions.
Okay, sweetie. Well, we were talking about, you know, what to do for our show for this round, since I just came back from the All Hallows Eve moment, and we talked about, you know, the thinnest veil between our world, the other world. However, I feel that it doesn't matter what time, what day, you know, that the other side, our loved ones, can cross to us and, you know, provide a message, insight, and that's why we are here to talk today and possibly take a caller or two on possibly one or two of their experiences. It is different than a near-death experience where you've experienced that type of, you know, say, situation and you've gone to visit that other side. So we can start today with, you know, whatever direction you'd like to take this. So we talked about dreams and visions. We could always start with that, too.
Yes, and that's what I had entitled the show. And the reason why I titled it that way is because I know when I dream, I oftentimes will get messages, and you and I have talked about this privately in other conversations. You know, I've dreamt of certain situations, and then it would play out a day or two later, and oftentimes, you know, I truly felt it was more of a vision, and I was hoping before we dig deep into anything else, Patricia, that perhaps you can kind of explain what a vision is. And what a dream is, and the difference between the two of them, if there is one, in your opinion.
There definitely is, Eric, and I took the time. I really like Wikipedia. You know, it's not an advertisement for them, but even if I do a reading and somebody expresses they've had a dream or the other side has come across, I will go into the reading more like, well, you had a vision, which is different from a dream, and then we move into the reading. I don't go into the explanation therein. But when I looked up Wikipedia and vision came up, in parentheses, next to vision is spirituality. So I thought that was interesting, number one. And what it read here is, in spirituality, including mysticism, visions comprise inspirational renderings, generally of a future state and or of a supernatural being, and are believed by certain religions to come from a deity or higher side, say via a prophet, to inspire or prod the believer. So when you, I, or our listening audience has had a dream and you wake up and it's like, wow, that just hit me. I don't want to say, oh, it was a warning. Again, as the interpretation in Wikipedia says, also an inspiration. You wake up saying something jolts you and you want to pay attention to it, but how do you interpret that? So dream interpretation is different from the other side saying, trying to come through to give a message, which then I look at that as, it also could be an inspiration or a prod, but it's a vision.
Uh-huh.
So a vision is when somebody wants to come through and you know, give, you know, a message from the other side. I mean, that's how I see it. Somebody else's interpretation could be different, and that's the beautiful thing of free spirit, free will, and that's why when callers call in, we might even find that a lot of the different experiences are quite the same.
Uh-huh.
Now, a dream, is a little different. Dreams are successions of images, ideas, emotions, and sensations that occur involuntarily in the mind during certain stages of sleep. The content and purpose of dreams are not definitely understood, though they have been a topic of scientific speculation, philosophical intrigue, and religious interest throughout recorded history. So with dreams, there's a bit of science that goes with that, how deep you go into your sleep, where your dream occurs. So they're two totally different entities. And as the audience would, if they like to, Wikipedia really provides a lot of different direction, but they're totally different. What I thought was interesting with their version of the vision, and in parentheses, is the word spirituality. So here we are today, really talking about that side.
Yeah, and it seems as though the common denominator in our conversation will be spirituality.
Well, I love
that.
Again,
Go ahead.
Oh, no, that seems to be something that we share, and I keep referring to the listening audience. So sometimes, too, as a psychic and a medium, you know, I might just get a little mini message as we progress through the show. So I do feel that our listening audience may provide a little extra insight into this type of vision.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
You know, you and I have talked a lot. You know, oftentimes when I will dream of something, I will go to different websites, and one website that's really good to kind of analyze your dream is dreammoods.com. Have you heard of that one, Patricia?
Yes, I have. I've researched a variety of web pages for an easy check-in, even a good book. You know, one could be really guided. Dreammoods.com is a great interpretation. But if you notice on that page, it'll give two different types of versions. And with dream interpretation, as it was taught to me, is it's your dream, so you really need to interpret it. Also, too quick, if you keep having a reoccurring dream over and over again, the dream will keep happening until you figure it out.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's very, very true, because I had a dream that I was on a cruise ship and I was out in the middle of the ocean, and the first dream, and this was happened in four. I had this dream four times until I ended up figuring out what the essence of the dream really was and how it played out in my situation. But, you know, one dream, the water was really rocky and rough, and the ship was shaking side to side. People in the ship were screaming and yelling, and, you know, everyone was really scared because it was scary. You know, the second dream, it was the same ship, and it just tipped over in the middle of the day, you know, with sunlight, the water was calm, and then all of a sudden the ship tipped over. And to me, I kind of took that as, you know, it didn't matter if it was, you know, rainy, good, bad day. It could be clear as day, and something was going to come at me. And I had to prepare myself for it. And, you know, it was just amazing to me how I was getting these dreams and then these situations would come up. And then, you know, of course, I would call you and we would talk about them. And essentially, you know, you're so good at helping me kind of come to the realization of some things. But a lot of times I think when I would talk to you, I did know the answer. I just needed some validation. And that's why I wanted to present you in this way on the show, because oftentimes, you know, you come on and we've talked about, you know, Halloween, we've talked about messages from the other side, but I think there is a way that, you know, our loved ones can send us messages, and I'm one who kind of takes them while I'm in an unconscious state of mind. I seem to get these, meaning, you know, sleep, that is.
Yes, and thank you, Eric. Yeah, we do share an awful lot with metaphysics. Dreams or visions, dreams especially, it's an easier format to talk about too, is, well, I just had a dream of, you know, my mother, you know, my aunt. And it's easy for the other side. It's non-invasive through dream vision if they come through or choose to come through in that format, because it's not going to scare you. They're not sitting at the edge of your bed having a conversation and you're going to go run screaming in the street. They don't want to scare us either. But some people have had that experience, but I felt like that person would be more prepared to accept that type of message or reading from their loved one. And I do. I'm a believer. It does exist. Since I've gotten involved with metaphysics more intently, almost everybody who I've loved who's crossed over has just decided to show up in a dream. And then they would want to show a physical type of manifestation. So, again, with metaphysics and the other side or any part of spirituality, there is a sense of science that goes with that. As such, the dream interpretation with Wikipedia explains how science fits into this. You know, so that's a whole nother concept. I don't want to get off track, and you know me, I'll just go flying in another direction, so just pull me back in. So focusing back in on our loved ones who you know, decide, you know, you need a little clop in the head or a message. It's not just telling us they love us or they're in a better place. Every reading's going to be a wee bit different. No two are alike, just like a, you know, a fingerprint or a snowflake.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think that's very true what you said about being able to be ready, prepared, to accept the message that, you know, this person is trying to get to you. I think when we're asleep, that is the less harsh way of us being able to get a message, because essentially, you know, if we're awake and then, you know, grandpa comes just appearing by the fireplace or at the edge of the table, which I'm sure many people have had those experiences, but maybe they were ready for it, don't you think? I mean, I know that 6 years ago, my father passed and he just randomly showed up. I probably would have been a little scared to have seen that form, but instead, I would constantly dream of my dad, and he would constantly tell me to stop crying, don't worry about me, I'm fine. You know, you're going to be moving, you're going to do great things with your life. These are all little phrases that I would get in my dreams from him while asleep. But I think during that time, had I been awake and just randomly, you know, washing dishes or whatever, and that happened, I probably would have been a little scared. I think that's true for many people.
It is, but since for your experience, which is so profound, and losing your dad at such a young age, and we chatted a little bit about that, again, certain information is sacred, so you like to keep that there. There's your vision. You know, coming from that higher end, your dad coming through, he's in a better place, but he needs to impress upon you. And what better way for a pay attention, but I am here with you, I'm just in another state. We talked about that too, a more spirited state of being, but coming through, giving you messages. You know, you could go to a medium, you can go to whoever you like, but when they come direct to you as a straight shot, you're really going to stand up and pay attention.
Right. What do you find, you know, doing your line of work for so long, what seems to be the main question people will ask when they're trying to get in contact with someone that they loved who had passed?
Well, thank you for that question, because my experience, 99%, my first experience, and I think we talked about this on another blog talk, was, you know, I'm at a psychic fair and I'm just doing the tarot cards and not planning on somebody folding up my cards and saying, do you talk to the dead? Well, at a psychic fair, you have a clock of time, but I never say no to an opportunity. So I folded up the cards and I would say I focused or meditated a minute to let that entity come through, because I don't know who this person is. I don't know anything about he or she. It happened to be a he. Then all of a sudden I had a vision. And there's my word, vision. This person came through, but exactly, I had a vision. Again, it was like seeing somebody in my mind's eye, because if I saw him standing next to her, maybe I would have, you know, passed out at the table, and that wouldn't have been for a very good read. However, in a vision, it's almost like getting a, you know, a film clip of this person, so I was able to mediate or medium him to her. That's what a medium is. You channel information from another place to that person sitting in front of me. So a lot of times in a reading, I'll say, well, I'm just the medium. I'm just giving you the message. This guy came across so clear. I didn't know him, but all she gave me was a name. So a lot of times people will, I'll ask, well, give me a name. I don't ask, well, how did they cross? You know, it's sometimes...
You know, Patricia, we're actually going to take a caller.
Are we? Oh, lovely. Okay.
We have a bunch, so I didn't mean to... So hold that thought, and we're going to take our first caller, who is joining us right now. You're on the air with Eric and Patricia.
Hi, Eric. Hi, Patricia. It's Victoria Gaither, a television journalist better known as the News Lady.
Good morning.
Hello, my friend.
I was really excited, Eric. Hi, Patricia. I was really excited to see that you were doing this topic today because, you know, as a journalist, I'm always kind of out there talking to people listening and watching a lot of television shows. So I know you guys have probably heard of this. So TLC has a show on, and I don't know if you've already talked about this before at the top of the hour because I joined you a little bit late, but they have this new show on, and I believe it's called Long Island Medium, and it's a woman. I think her name is Teresa Caputo or something like that. But Teresa basically is just sort of this woman who is married. She's got kids. She's sort of a regular mom. She lives in the suburbs. But she apparently has the ability to read people. So, you know, her days consist of taking care of her family. But, you know, if she's out shopping, if she's at dinner, no matter where she goes, if there's somebody, you know, who is there that speaks to her, then, you know, she'll literally go up to the person and say, hey, you know, I know you may think I'm kind of crazy, but, you know, then she'll start questioning them and sorts. But what's interesting about her show is that it's super, super popular, and apparently when the show first came out, TLC, of course, did not know, you know, sort of what the general American public was going to think of it, because I think the last big show that dealt in that was the you guys know his name. I can't think of his name. The gentleman who had the show on, very, very popular guy, written a lot of books. But his show was the last show that kind of dealt with that, which was very popular. And then now this show, Long Island Medium, is popular as well. So it was just kind of a thought to see, Eric, what you and Patricia actually think about it. I don't know if you've seen it before. But also, I just think as a journalist, you still have many skeptics out there. But for that show to be on TLC and it be a number one show and they have renewed it for a second season, that also says to me that I think Americans in general may be a little bit more open to the idea of this whole idea of psychics and dreams and mediums and that, you know, that they can benefit from visions and people that have moved on in their lives to the past. So, Eric, I don't have to stay on the line. You guys can discuss it amongst yourselves, or if you want me to stay on, I can.
Well, I'd love for you to stay on, and I'm glad that you brought up this topic because in the past, and listeners who have always tuned into the show, every time I have Patricia on, it seems to kind of ruffle some feathers, Victoria. And mainly because, you know, religion and spirituality, everyone has a different take and view. And I definitely agree with you. I heard of the show. I have not seen it, but I had some people write to me when they knew I was going to have Patricia on that the show existed and they watch it. And they had a different perspective about, you know, mediums and psychics. And now they're pretty impressed with what they can do, so they're a little more open to it. And I think that's where we're kind of going with this show is just trying to spread an open awareness about what, you know, how to connect and messages and what Patricia does. So, Patricia, what's your take on it?
My take, Eric, and thank you, Victoria, for calling in. I've heard of the show. I haven't watched it, but I do admire somebody who really has, you know, the strength or the power enough and such a faith in what they do that she goes out. This is what she's getting. She's not going to mince words. She's just going to go up and provide the message. Now, yesterday I go to Home Depot. I'm more intent on what I need to do with the house, and hopefully I'm just going to survive it. On occasion, I've had one or two different messages come through, but I felt at that point it might have been inappropriate. So I took a higher side to guide me. And when I started to do this work, Victoria, I've asked for protection, guide me, let me be in the places I need to be. Actually, you're opening up a gateway. I mean, with Eric, I'd love to do a radio show. I'm also an on-site kind of person. I would love the opportunity to go to a place, go to a home, and I've had that experience where I have been asked, what are you getting? What are you sensing? I also read from photographs. So sometimes people will come with me with an object, with a photograph. So I don't say no to opportunity. Back to her show, we have so many different reality TV series. She's showing a real-life version of what she does with, you know, no blocks. She's just going to do
right.
it. I've never seen the show, but that's my sense of her work.
Well, and you know what's interesting, because as we were having this conversation, of course, I'm on my laptop, and I was able to pull up the show, but it says that the first season she averaged 1.3 million viewers, and the final season, I think, airs on Sunday, and again, she has been renewed for a second season. And Eric and Patricia, what's really interesting, and Eric knows me, I've kind of mentored him and have talked to him in the past, because I just think he's a super guy, and I just expect very soon that, you know, Eric is going to be one of these people. And Patricia, unlike you, I have no psychic or any intuition like that, but just based on what I know about Eric, I just know that it's very clear that one of these days I'll turn on the television and he'll be on Entertainment Tonight, CNN, or one of those shows, because he is destined to do that. In my humble opinion. But, you know, the other thing that's interesting was that on my radio show, I had a gentleman on. His name was David. And David is does pretty much the same, a little bit of what you do, Patricia. Now, as a journalist, and I've been a journalist for 16 years. I've been a television news anchor. I mean, I've got credentials. I've won Emmys. I've done all of that stuff. But what was interesting for me was when Eric talked about, you know, trying to balance religion in your life versus psychics and medium, because I was raised in a family where, you know, I went to church every single Sunday. And, you know, I don't remember at the pulpit that they ever talked badly about that, but it was kind of this sort of thing that was understood that, you know, you don't use psychics. That's kind of not what you do, because, you know, religion sort of frowns down on that. And I had never been confronted in my life, and I'm in my 40s now, with that issue, until my entertainment co-host, Michael Kay, wanted to do a show on it. And I'm the person, I'm a journalist, I'm very open to everything. I never shut anything down or close my mind. And Michael had initially thought that I was going to say, no, you know what, I can't do it. And I said, absolutely. I said, just because of my background, what I think, I would never not do a show or open my mind to something like that. And I have to tell you, that was one of the best shows that I ever had. And I'll tell you why. Because there were so many people that called in and that were inside the chat room that it was clear that David was really able to help. Now, you know, whether you're a skeptic and people say, oh, well, you know, everybody has this going on in their lives, financial, whatever, whatever, whatever. I mean, I know the two of you know what people say about that. But it was interesting, because I kind of came to a realization that, you know, just because it wasn't religion, and I do have my religion and I believe in that, David was able to help those people at their needs right then and there and to make them feel better. So I was kind of like, you know, I didn't see anything wrong with that. So that was something that was interesting that only happened to me about, you know, maybe 6 or 7 months ago. So, again, when I saw that you were doing the show, I just kind of wanted to put my two cents in, that as a journalist, I'm always open to things and I don't judge and I want to learn, but I was never personally sort of directly had to come to a place in my life that I was actually going to do a show on it, to be open to it. So it was just kind of a eye-opening for me, because every single person, Patricia, who called in and who was inside the chat room, whatever advice he gave them, it worked. But then the other thing was, I didn't feel like he was giving this sort of special psychic advice that, you know, that's all too often we see on television when you're dealing with witches and stuff. I mean, basically, David gave him any advice, honestly, that I probably would have given them. So, you know, I just kind of throw that out there also.
I love that take, Victoria, only because you need to blend in logic, you know, with the intuitive side. We all have that, and I learned about these variety of tools to use or no tool or photographs. I just gravitated to something that worked for me, and when I got involved with this work, as we all have a choice, we all have gifts, and I just decided to, you know, accent that particular talent. It was also showed up in my family. So again, with family support, it was like, not like, well, you should do this. You know, my dad wanted me to be a veterinarian, and my sense was, is I don't think I'm going to be real good at that. I did also work for a local police department and fell in love with law enforcement and said, well, if I could ever do this and work out or help somebody in need, but I trust that comes to me. I don't go hunting it out. I don't do a lot of advertising through Eric. I'm very particular. Not that I'm a shy girl, but in talking with you, I learn a lot and pay attention to what other psychics are doing or mediums. Again, it's a career choice. It's an option. And I don't, again, advertise per se because, again, it's almost like sometimes I have to be very careful of who does come to me. So on Eric's show,
it's a great
avenue. You show up. We have a caller. It's almost like Eric knows. I'm like, whoa, this is interesting. We're going to stop right here. Here you are. Perfect.
Well, I could feel her great energy from the other side of the country. And, Victoria, you are too kind, and I'm so happy that you called in.
Thank you. I just, like I said, it was weird because I was just, I went to my kickboxing class last night and I could barely move my legs. So I was like, let me log on the computer real quick. And lo and behold, which wasn't an accident, you know, on the news feed on Facebook, you were the first person in their topic. And I thought, man, you know, I don't have anything to do. I can actually listen to one of Eric's shows. And the topic for me was so timely because I had watched that show on TLC about the Long Island medium. So it just, you know, so there again, I do believe that things do happen for a reason. But I wanted to get back to one point that I made. David Beck is his name. I believe that's his last name. But one thing that was interesting with David, it gets back to this whole thing about Hollywood, how when we watch television and if you watch anything about, you know, psychics and medium, you know, what's interesting, sometimes they kind of look creepy. So I think, you know, this, you know, the way that they're kind of stereotyped in terms of what they look like and then how they deliver the message, it can creep you out a little bit. You're thinking, whoa, like that's a little bit too much for me. But I think with this woman, Teresa, has done, I mean, there's nothing creepy about her. Literally, I can go two doors down in my own suburban community and find somebody who looks like Teresa, who's got a husband, who's got kids, you know, who's very family-oriented, who goes to the mall, who goes to the grocery store. So, and you know, she looks normal. So I think the good thing about that show is that she's able to kind of put what I would consider a normal face on that type of thing, as opposed to, you know, somebody who looks just kind of what people would consider creepy and, you know, looks suspicious. So that was another thing that I thought was interesting, you know, the difference between what we're used to seeing in Hollywood and on TV versus this being a real, you know, what you said, Pat, Patricia, what she does, and it's reality for her, so.
And again, Victoria, great points, but when you do your science, you do your homework, even with astrology or astrologist, astrology is just a more, you know, ancient form of astronomy. So if you learn about, you know, a little bit with the moon and the stars, there's still a science to that. And astrologers could wear a million crystals and have a ton of charts. You're going to look a little kooky because you're not doing the most normal thing, and your tools might not look normal, but there's a history or a science behind it. And I also teach this, so if I have to teach it, I have to learn about it also. And I need to believe. So I like the science to this also. So literally seeing is believing. And again, you've actually prompted me. It's like, whoa, I think I might want to go back to Home Depot and give a mini message in aisle 5 instead of looking like...
Well, you know, when Teresa does it, and I encourage both of you, if you have time, to just watch it, even if you don't catch it on television. You know, you just go to TLC, and they've got all the episodes there. But what's interesting about Teresa is that she's just got this great personality anyway. Like, she's one of those people, kind of like me. I love talking to people, I guess, because I'm in news. I love to hear stories. I love to know what people are doing and what they're thinking. So she's got this super friendly attitude and persona anyway. So, you know, I've noticed that if she's in having dinner or if she's somewhere and she approaches somebody, you know, she's a very non-threatening person. So nobody's going to say, hey, ho, wait up, you know, lady, you're cuckoo, you're crazy. Get away from me. So, you know, she's just really just kind of non-threatening person. But listen, I didn't want to take over the whole show. I'll let you guys finish. I just wanted to call in with my two cents. I appreciate it.
This is perfect. You make me want to enjoy the media and then possibly pursue maybe a little bit more with this type of format for the future. So thank you for calling in. I appreciate this.
Well, Victoria, I appreciate you calling in. You did not take over the show. You added so much to it. And so I'm honored.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. And I appreciate it. And again, like I said, Patricia is obviously an expert at what she does. But, you know, the small intuition that I have, Patricia, ever since I met Eric on Facebook, and it was through somebody in Connecticut who was friends with somebody and we became friends. He has always sent me, has always just constantly sent positive energy, and I just completely fell in love with him as a person. And then when I found out he was wanting to be in my field and was going to school for it, I thought, oh, this is great, you know, to be able to see intelligent, young, and good-looking, I can say that, guys like Eric. I thought, man, you know, so for me being in my 40s in the middle of my career, it's exciting for me to see younger people like Eric who want to do it, and that I can look, and it's very clear that, you know, he is going to be really, really, really good at it. So love and kisses, and you go ahead and put me off, but I'm going to continue to listen to the show, and I love you guys very much, and thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling,
Victoria. I appreciate it. Well, that is the Victoria Gaither of Maryland. She has been a great friend to me, Patricia. I think I've told you about her. She also has a show. It's called At Home with Victoria. So if you're listening, definitely check out her show. It's on Blog Talk Radio. Very, very, very popular. She inspired me. And again, that's At Home with Victoria. I believe she has a fan page as well. I'm a friend of it, of course, and also a friend of her. And that's Victoria Gaither. So thank you so much, Victoria, for all of your kind words and grace. I want to say meat and potatoes to our show.
Yeah, absolutely, Eric. I want a camera crew now. You know, I want somebody to follow me around while you guys really make this sound a bit more appealing. Again, I keep a lot of what I do pretty private until you, Eric, really. Thank you very much. Again, focusing back on our show, it lights up the page a little bit, no pun intended, and gives a spark. Also, too, we talked about how, you know, we came together. Now you're with all these other, you know, people in your life following your progress, and I'm like, oh, okay, there has to be a reason. And sometimes the unknown is kind of cool, too. You've had some visions and dreams. I also, and, you know, we all have unique connections to each other through that other side.
Right. Right. Well, you know, there's a phrase that I use called divine intention. And to me, what that means is that, you know, we put an intention out there that we as human beings, the human spirit, we want something ever so desperately in our lives. We want something so bad. And it is divinely ordered into us. And specific people are placed in our lives at specific times. And oftentimes, you know, and this is just my take on it, and I would love for you, Patricia, to kind of blast off on what I'm saying. But, you know, people are put in our lives, and maybe we are in constant contact with them every day. And then we're not so much for a couple months.
Right.
And then maybe a year goes by. But then, you know, we're in contact with them again as we are beginning to progress. It is, you know, intentional that these paths sort of cross, and the momentum of the path may, you know, speed up, it may slow down, but that person is in your life for a very specific reason.
Well, I agree with you, Eric, also, too, with the spirituality, the spirited side. We talked about, you know, our connection, and it went a little further with our pennies and dimes, and sure. I'm not saying, oh, odd enough, I've got these brand new pennies and dimes. We talked about pennies from heavens, what dimes mean to you, and when we see them in sync together, it's sometimes hard not to look up to the heavens like a little kid and say, hey, thank you, Mom, thank you, Dad, you know, Eric and I will probably talk today. It's more than that. To me, sometimes I get it as a warning. You know, it's like, okay, what does Mom want to say to me today that I have to pay attention to? And I have a mini freak out because I know I'm going to find something. And then again, not to bring up working, you know, for a short block with a police department, and it was not as a psychic. I learned to not be skeptical by any means, but investigate. So I want to know. I want to know the proof behind it, so that investigative side that I take, you know, psychically works wonders. So when I see a penny and a dime, I have a big smile on my face because either we're going to work together, it's a signal that you know, this connection exists. Everybody's going to have something different and something special. I get excited thinking, oh, okay. We utilize the media to get the message out there in a productive and positive way. And as Victoria explained, it's not to scare anybody. Now, there's a couple of movies out there that I will use as a for example. And there's some fabulous books out there. One is Ghost. You know, again, it's got a rendition to it that shows a little bit of, you know, how the spirited side works. And I've seen that movie, and I said, wow, whoever did this has a unique take on the spirit world. The next movie that I shared even with you is called The Hereafter. It was a different take on three different situations with three different forms of spirituality. It's not promoting a movie, but for me, it caught my attention because I need to sit still, focus, and something catches my attention, and I learn from it. And I'm like, wow, it was so profound that I learned something. And it didn't scare me because they did it in such a way that either offered humor or reality to it.
Well, you know, and I'm glad that Victoria brought up, you know, as a journalist, we want to represent both sides, and you know, we always do every time you come on the show. But again, you know, how do you feel when people will either criticize? You know, is it hard for you to take the sort of criticism that, you know, what you do, what you've been practicing for so long, is not valid? It's not valuable. It's wrong. It's something of quotes the devil. It's witchcraft. It's all these things, and it's also portrayed in a sense that, you know, when they think psychic, you know, they go to that image of the Wicked Witch of the West.
Oh, no, absolutely not, Eric. For myself, my own personal experience has been that of, you know, proof and evidence. I like that. So when
right.
I touch upon it, there is a word, psychic. So if one were to learn and research the word, I don't care which dictionary, it is an actual format. I've never been, you know, discriminated against for what I do. Actually, it's promoted and prompted. I think I hide a little bit because on the radio, this is great. We can talk and chat away and bring up every subject and mediate and have guests on that are so fabulous. Everybody brings something to the table. So when I do go out there versus, like, you know, the woman in Long Island having a normal day, normal life, but this is who I am. I'm going out there and this camera crew is there. I'm like, wow, that gives me possibly enough courage to go out and say, wow, this is who I am. Not that I'm going to stand out in the middle of my street. This is what I do. I do find people find it very intriguing. I tend to be a little more shy, so I've never been, you know, put down for it. I get people a little more excited and interested, actually.
Right. I think that's what it does. And going back to our pennies and dimes, I'm glad that you brought that up, and it was good timing. We should probably explain to our viewers what that actually means. When, you know, I remember when my dad had passed, you know, I asked, you know, what messages were around me, and that was kind of the title of my show was, you know, dreams, you know, our path to the other side, messages. I wrote about that. And one other medium that I had seen prior, you know, I met her before I had met you, she picked up on that, you know, dimes were how I would get, were my dad's way of getting in touch with me. And then when I met you, one of the very first things that you brought up was the dimes. So I found it very profound, almost in a way. It was very interesting because here I went to another medium. I won't say her name because right now she's not practicing. But at the time, she was great, excellent. You know, she just brought up things that she did not know about me. And so I left. I did go in there kind of skeptical, but at the same time, I was very hungry and eager to see what she had to say. And she brought up the dimes, and she said all this stuff about, you know, my father that she would not have known. And then I meet you, and you bring up the same exact information. And that's when you validated everything for me. And you said that dimes were his way of contacting me. And you said to me, well, think of a dime that when you go to, you know, a phone booth and you put the dime in the phone, it's a way of calling, you know, getting in touch with. And you told me that my dad is trying to call me. And then as our relationship, you and I began, we started to find pennies all around us, and pennies represented your mom. So now, with everything going on out here in California on the West Coast and all the opportunities that have been swirling around me, and I've been dabbing into kind of everything, because that's what we do out here in Los Angeles. We seem to just have our hand in every opportunity possible, in entertainment and television and all sorts of things. And, you know, I carry the broadcast journalism degree, and I also have the credentials in professional ballroom dancing. So I kind of, sometimes I merge the two. Sometimes I'm just Eric Tercio, the journalist. Sometimes I'm Eric Tercio, the, you know, Blake Pasadoble man. So there's all sorts of things. And I see these pennies and dimes around me, and I'll wake up in the middle of the night, and I'll go to put on, you know, my slippers or whatever. I'll walk up the bed, and there's a penny and dime. You know, I'll wake up in the morning, and in the kitchen by my coffee, there's a penny and dime. In the car, at work, at my studio, here at Talk with Tercio, you know, there's I'm getting pennies and dimes all over the place. And when I just take some time to think about it, I'll get an instant thought, and it's like my father's way of validating what I'm thinking.
Well, our beloved ones, too, lately for myself, too, with the process that I've been going through with home improvement, I lift it up, you know, whether you want to call it an intention, a prayer, a thought. I'm like, oh, gosh, I know nothing about this. Please, somebody help me. And all of a sudden, I'm either, it's not saying that I'm getting the right product or the right, you know, thing comes my way, but I feel like I'm so blessed, grateful. I felt like I'm really being protected from the other side. It's like, okay, somebody watch over me because I'm not doing this right. And I felt like I'm being watched over, protected, and guided. And again, and then being careful. I mean, we have to live in our reality and the, you know, the practical sense of the day. Back to the pennies and dimes. Our audience, too, they've lost loved ones. We're coming into holiday time now. And it's a time to celebrate as best you can. And if one gets their message distinctly to them, it's almost like a message handed directly. You know, I'm just the medium. I'm getting my messages. My mom played piano. Why am I seeing a penny on a piano key? That's not my most normal. That's where I'm going to see, you know, pennies, dimes, whatever. And I think if there was a flower place there, that would be it. I'd be taking pictures and putting it in a newspaper. However, that's something significant for me that I find private, sacred, and I can just smile and say thank you. Again, our audience, too, a lot of people have loved people so well, and when they've lost them, it can be harsh, but that spirited side, I'm not going to say, well, if you allow it to come in or if you meditate, because a lot of people will ask me, how can I do this? How can I get the message? Sometimes somebody else gets the message for them. I've had so many experiences. Well, how come my cousin or my friend got the message from my uncle, my cousin, whoever. I said, well, this was the way that it was going to come to you. It's okay. You know, it's just how it works, I suppose. And then it's an interesting experience, and I take each one specific. Some people have written books on it, and I do believe possibly Victoria was talking about there's John Edwards, Sylvia Brown, all these people who have taken these realities in their life and put it in a format that we can share and learn from.
Yeah, it's very true. I know, obviously, Sylvia Brown is one who is one of the most prominent figures, and she's written so many books, some of which I've read, and, you know, Life on the Other Side, and, you know, I guess one of her books, she had flatlined for a little bit and then came back, and she talked about that experience and what that was like and seeing the light, and she talked about in her book, you know, the different houses and the different chambers that, you know, her soul had to go through and travel. And one particular topic that I find very interesting, and maybe you could give your professional, your psychic thoughts on this, is a viewer had written to me earlier this morning and asked, and her name is Melanie, she's from Washington, D.C., and she asked if when we go to sleep, if our soul travels, is that why when we cross over to the other side, things seem familiar to us? Or is
well,
that
I'm getting
why
those. Yeah. Oh, go ahead, Eric. You know, I'm ready to, you know, my coffee's ready.
I know.
But you got me excited, Eric. But go
ahead. Hold on a second, Patricia.
Okay.
Hold on to that coffee, girlfriend. I don't want you to burn yourself. You know, does our soul travel while we sleep? Is that why when we meet someone or something happens to us or we're at the grocery store and we think to ourselves, geez, this seems familiar. Did this happen? You know, deja vu. What is that?
Okay. Two experiences here, going back to Melanie's question, which I like. And I don't want to get off subject here, but astral projection, from what I've understand and learned, is when your soul or your spirit kind of zips out for a moment and goes and travels. And, yes, I'm not going to disbelieve that. I do have a relation cousin who can do that quite often. And one night she said, would you like me to pick you up tonight? And I'm like, really? No, thank you very much. I think I want to sleep in my bed. Another wise woman, a teacher, came to me. We talked about that with traveling out of body, where your spirit goes out. I said, well, tell me this concept. And she explained that, well, yeah, you can, I call it zipping out because that's what I tend to do. But I felt like, okay. She said, your soul can leave your body for a while. She said, in your case, Patricia, if you zipped out, you might not come back because we believe that there's like a tether, that our soul is still tethered to the physical side, but yet our soul is able to travel outside so you can have an experience. One can try it out for size. I really felt like scientifically, if you feel like I want to go travel astrally, you know, maybe pick a location, sense that location. You know, again, I like to, you know, use a little bit of science to that. And in my particular case, I decided to pay attention to this wise woman and say, well, you know what? I think I'm going to stay in my body tonight. Again, astral projection is a whole different topic or concept. One quick thing I'd like to add, Eric, before, you know, we do come to a close here if we take another caller. With the experience of spirit, I had this great opportunity through meditation. I was at a psychic fair and it was rather slow, so this wonderful woman who had quite a bit of experience in metaphysics decided, let's all go back into past life. Let's go meditate. Let's go down. Let's go into a state of consciousness and go to past life. Basically, past life regression is when you see yourself in a different time period, a different era. So as everybody's going through this process, I had this experience of, wow, I'm not seeing anything. This is great. You know, I don't see my feet. I don't see what I'm wearing. I just felt like I was seeing this beautiful color, and I was just, like, flying everywhere. And I'm like, wow, that was really way cool. I like that. So we came out of the meditation, and we went around the circle, and she had asked our experiences. I raised my hand, and I explained this experience of, gee, I didn't see anything, but I saw this beautiful color. I just experienced everything with a sense of freedom and a big smile. I was pretty happy, let's put it that way. And she said, I said, what was that? She looked at me and she said, well, you were spirit at that time. You weren't really, you were a spirit, you know, crossed over, and now you're somewhere flying around.
And now you're flying around on the airwaves.
Well, now I'm flying around
on the airwaves. And we will take our next caller right now.
Oh,
Patricia is on the line with us. So thank you for joining us here on the air.
Hi, Eric. Hi, Patricia. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Great.
Day.
Thank you.
Good.
And what's your name?
Good. My name's Ebony.
Hi, Ebony.
Hey there. And I am definitely fascinated with your talk about dreams, more in particular dream visits. I've been dealing with a transition of someone close to me, and I've been communicating with them through a lot of different ways, but one of the ways has definitely been dream visits. And just recently, I actually had a dream visit with them where I recognized in the dream that this is a dream visit, and I was able to be lucid and interact with them. And that was cool because usually I would wake up after the fact and say, oh, I had a dream visit. And so I am in my ways of trying to learn how to communicate with this person. I'm wanting to know, how do you, I don't know if you program your, or set an intention before you go to sleep, but I want to be able to find this person again because they just kind of strolled by in my dream and, you know, they found me. They probably looked for me, but this time I was able to recognize them looking for me, and then we connected. So I don't know how many times they've tried to make contact, but I was just in another part of my dream and I didn't recognize. But I'm really wanting to be more lucid frequently if I can, or just more than just, you know, here or there.
Well, that's an interesting, you know, it's not just a concept, Ebony. My first impression, well, when you called in, was I get those fabulous chills. And to me, when I get the chills, it's not just affirmation. I'm like, whoa, something a little higher here is happening for her. I keep looking over the word vision and the spirituality, that this dream visit. So I love your own take on this. My first impression is don't try so hard. Let them come to you, too, because I felt like that's a gift. I felt like this person may want to reach out and literally, because I almost saw a hand reaching out to you, that you can accept this. You're not going to be afraid of it. There's no fear.
Right.
And I felt like this person may want to lead you, too, to, you know, show you other things, what you need to learn. I felt like this person, I don't want to say is a frequent flyer, but I felt like you may get this more frequently. And I felt like there's such a love and an admiration for you. And I felt like this person is like a gift and a blessing. You don't have to try so hard. I felt like frequently this could be an experience for you.
Okay. That's good. That's good to know. Okay.
Patricia, do you think that perhaps it's someone who had crossed over before she was born?
Well, I get a gentleman around you too, Ebony. Has anybody crossed over who's a man here?
Yeah, that's who I'm referring to. He is a male, yes.
Okay. I felt like with this person, it's like, no, you know, what I'm seeing is like, no, it's not about how he crossed over, but the connection he has to her. I keep seeing him reaching out to her with his hand.
Mm.
And I'm not saying left side, right side. Left side can denote the feminine principle. But he's definitely wanting to reach out for Ebony's hand and take her. Not that he wants to take her to the other side. That's not where I'm going with this. It's like to lead her, to teach her. He doesn't want to lose that connection because he found you again. So I felt like frequently. And not to try so hard. And for some reason, if you notice the difference with the interview and my reading, I start to go, ba 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 ba. I feel like I'm a train. But that's how I feel he is. Like he wants to get this in now because we don't have much time. I felt like he's quite the experience, this person.
Uh-huh.
And a gentle soul, but yet he's going to have, you know, he could be pretty hardcore with how he wants to talk just with you. And I just keep seeing and sensing frequent visits. I love your take of dream visitation. That's yours. That's your gift.
Wow. And it's funny because you're definitely, I didn't give you a name. I didn't give you anything. And you're picking up exactly on this person and his personality. It's very funny. Wow. You're definitely connecting because he, from what I've heard from others, that he's trying to teach me and I've expressed because I talk aloud and he can hear me, that I want him to teach me and come take me, during the dream visits. And then I'm also trying to develop just clear audience and trying to meditate and the third eye exercises, but the not trying so hard is very helpful
right.
for me, because that's part of my personality, to just be aggressive and results. And I know meditation and all that is really not about results. It's about just being and then letting the information flow to you. But his intensity of wanting to connect matches my intensity of wanting to connect, because I do feel like he's going to have to move on eventually, because he just transitioned in April. And I feel like as he ascends higher, he may not be as close to this dimension to be able to, I may be wrong, but to be able to do those frequent dream visits and to be able to maybe work with me until I get clairaudient or clairvoyant.
Well, already, I felt like a good two-thirds there. Clairaudient is clear hearing. It's just enhancing the five senses that we have. And even as they ascend to a higher place, it gets even better. Show you new talents, new gifts, new experiences, because I felt like your guides work with you too with him,
mm-hmm.
and he's not going to move away so quickly. Even as he ascends, I felt like he's a busy person.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like there's a lot to share with you that he wants to do, because I keep seeing him wanting to go to a book. I'm not saying that he was an educated person,
uh-huh.
but it looks like so much in this book that he wants to share with you.
Mm-hmm.
So even if that's, I don't want to call it, an analogy or a symbolism, but that's what he wants to show to me. So if I keep repeating something, I keep seeing it.
Wow. Well, amazing. Well,
that's his gift to you.
It is. And what's funny is that I didn't know him well when he was physical. I met him once.
Mm-hmm.
And we've become a lot closer since he transitioned. And he has a ton of friends and families. He was very, very popular. And I think I'm the only one, I may be wrong, out of all the people that are open to mediumship. And so it's just kind of like, well, here I am. Let's communicate. This helps me open up my spirituality, and it's been fun. But it's interesting how his family, his mom and his dad, everyone's having a very hard time with his transition, a very hard time.
Yeah.
But yet no one's open to doing what I'm doing, so he's just kind of stuck with Ebony. He's kind of stuck with me.
Oh, he's not. No, you're chosen, sweetie. You're chosen. You know, I'm not saying they go around and say, ooh, let me handpick you. But you've opened up a channel and a gateway. And it's like, I felt like this gentleman, this man is so, he's already a bit ascended already,
mm-hmm.
that he's pretty particular. And you make sense. You're pretty neutral. You're not going to cry. You're not going to
mm-hmm.
break down. You get excited. It's
mm-hmm.
not just that, but he has an awful lot yet to share with you. And he keeps mm-hmm. wanting to go to this book, like there's something in this book to
mm-hmm.
teach you, show you, educate you. And you, I feel like you were chosen.
That's good to know, because I feel a little guilty sometimes, and I feel like I'm tugging on him. You read books, and they're saying, let them rest. They're on the other side. They're busy. If you keep tugging at them, they can't, progress. So that's all. This is good confirmation for me.
Oh, he can zip up when he wants. He might even share an experience or two with you, because I felt like you are ready. It's not like,
mm-hmm.
are you ready? You are
mm-hmm.
ready. So I felt like, just enjoy it, I feel for you it's natural.
Mm-hmm.
for most people they might go, woo, this I can't handle this.
Mm-hmm.
There's your block, you don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad,
mm-hmm.
Ebony, that you called
yes.
in, and unfortunately we have a minute 30 left
sure.
on our show.
Gotta wrap up.
Please call or get in contact with Patricia.
I will.
Find her on Facebook, so perhaps you could talk more about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you for
absolutely.
Calling in, we appreciate it.
Thank you guys, have a good morning, thank you.
Thank you, Ebony.
Bye-bye.
And you see, here we had Ebony on the line. Patricia, prior to us going on the air, you sent me a message, dreams, I don't do dream interpretation, but I just had the sense that I had to title my show about dreaming and our path to the other side.
Oh, right. Okay.
And Ebony was just pure validation of my initial thought for entitling that. It was perfect timing, don't you think?
Yes. And Eric, yes, I researched what I needed to be prepared.
Yes.
For your show, and neither one of us, we're not going to change who we are, but that's how we debate, we banter, and as Victoria and Ebony validated for us, we can squeeze in an awful lot in 1 hour.
We're going to have to go to hour and a half shows now, I guess.
Well, we can do another frequent show, and you know,
yes.
as requested, you know, and maybe do an open forum, and so we'll figure that out, my friend. Absolutely. So I totally enjoyed today's show, today's callers. Thank you, Victoria and Ebony, for providing such great insight into our.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm so happy and pleased with today's show. Thank you, Patricia, for being on, and thank all of you for tuning in each time on Blog Talk Radio for Talk with Tercio. I'm Eric Tercio. For more information, find me on Facebook. Thank you,
and
have a great day.
And now to you, Eric. See, I had to throw that in there. And now to you, Eric.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day, everyone.